The Pete Santilli Show.
Men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Man.
All right, all right, all right. Well, welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. The Big Mig's filling in for Pete. He is still at the Reawaken Tour, which is going big. Hopefully he might come on tonight for a little while. I don't know if he's going to. He said he might actually call in. I don't know if that makes him. Does that make him a guest host?
We ain't letting no guests on tonight, Lance. I'm sorry. Pete, you're watching. You're going to sit in the back row today.
You're hijacking the full show.
He's
so it's the Big Mig, George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio. Want to thank our sponsor, Global Tech MD, telemedicine for the people, by the people, God, country, family, and health. If you're looking for a great telemedicine product, I highly recommend them. I've actually used them. George has used them. Hopefully not too often. You know, I hate going to the doctor, which is what makes Global Tech great. No waiting rooms, no copays, no additional fees. Large network of certified allopathic doctors, which are the regular doctors, as you and I know them. I learned that word allopathic about 8 months ago. Didn't know what the hell that was before. Let me quantify that. I'd never heard the term allopathy. So anyway, man, big show tonight. Lots going on. George, what do you got, buddy?
Lance, I don't know. I guess, you know, we behaved too well because we're on again tonight. So, you know, he let us on.
Or they made a mistake 2 days in a row.
Nah, definitely not. You know what, though? In all fairness, from all the comments that was in the chats, Rumble, locals, even messages from Twitter and True Social and Getter, the feedback, you know, thank you guys all. So, you know, the people have spoken. They like us. I don't know why, but...
Well, yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. I'm like, wow, shocked. You know, I almost put up a post when I was actually advertising for the show tonight. So I was like, well, if you hated the show last night, you'll probably hate it even more tonight because it's two nights in a row you're stuck with us instead of Pete. But, you know, really gracious. You know, Pete's got a really, really loyal subscriber base. So if we screw up, I guarantee he's going to get the full report.
He's probably watching.
He watched the whole show last night. He was actually really happy. He said it was funny watching us struggle with any of our technical difficulties, any mistakes. He goes, I really don't get to watch my show from the outside very often. He said he was laughing a lot. Now, he did not say if he was laughing with us or laughing at us. And that's the question I have.
Hold up. First of all, time. You and I did not have any technical difficulties. Let's get the story straight.
Oh, that's right. We're blame shifting. Everything's Pete's fault.
No, it's not blame shifting. We don't blame. Because if you take the me out of blame, it's just blah, blah, blah. We're putting facts. This is truth. Look, truth right here. So you and I did not have any technical difficulties. It's on the other end. I'm not going to say names. But we do know that they got it handled real quick, and we had no other issues.
No, I think they were beast mode last night, considering that was the first run-through with doing it the way we're actually calling in. So, God bless the tech guys. They actually came through.
But I'm going to listen. But, you know, we have more tech issues when Pete's on.
That's because Brennan, Clapper, and Comey hate him so much. The second they get an opportunity to take him down. Because let's face it, if they want to silence a voice, it's Pete Santilli. You know, we know him to be the Pete Santilli we love, but I believe the FBI, the deep state, and the DOJ, that's the Pete Santilli they love to hate. Haterade. So I don't know. That last time, you know, they had tech, it was, I think it was a hack. But man, let's roll right into the show. We got a lot to cover tonight. Lots of stuff going on. And I as you know, my big thing in media, the cover sheet here was the top 10 list for the new J6 House Committee.
I like to call it the 10 commandments.
We want them to do our top. Now, listen, guys, I want to preface this. The top 10 list, I'm not saying I thought of everything. These are the ones that jumped out to me that really pissed me the heck off. And if I wasn't being put across multiple platforms, I probably would have used a different adjective there. You know what I mean? Because I'm from New York, you know, Fordham Row in the Bronx. What's up? So here's the deal. This is my top 10. George and I put it together. I believe that they need to step up their game and start dropping the hammer. If they've got committees and they got control of the House, let's get her done. George?
Well, I like to say by another name, like the 10 committee commandments, because these are like, there's no negotiation here. So first and foremost is free the J6ers. Get them the hell out of jail right now. Get them out. That's what the Republicans of Congress should be doing right now. There should be no more excuses.
But listen, there's lots of, let me say this, even if they're under indictment, okay, there are lots of solutions that don't require them to being held in the gulag of the BOP. Let's face it, they could be on home detention, they could be on ankle monitors, they could have a version of home detention and work release. Why they're waiting? A lot of these people have no previous cases, and what I'm sick and tired of is watching the DOJ use that, oh, it's a complex case, so we're going to have to waive your rights to a speedy trial. Hey, DOJ, if you can't bring the case fast, shove it up your rear end. Bottom line is they deserve a speedy trial. I don't give a crap what the government has to say.
Listen, like I said, we supposedly have the Congress, right? Get on it. This should have been one of the first things they did. Get them out of jail. Because if it was your kid or your daughter, I don't mean, is there any women in
there? Shit, there's grandmothers in there. I mean, they got people in there that shouldn't be.
They got Nona in there?
I'm just saying, it's just ridiculous. And you know, we've seen report after report of them getting beaten up, them being deprived medical care, them being deprived their normal yard time and showers, not letting them see their attorneys, not letting them see their loved ones, or killing their visits. It's out of control, man. I mean, it's as usual, the DOJ is an abusive, over-the-top entity. Another government agency that's out of control with the support of the BOP, letting them do whatever the hell they want to these detainees. And the truth is, it's not right. I mean, we're operating like a third world country. So in my opinion, hey, let them out. Put them on home detention if you've got to. They don't need to sit in there. They've got no priors. It's ridiculous that they're not all on a bond at a minimum. Okay, I'm going to go with number two here. Investigate and arrest all those who committed crimes against the detainees while being held in the BLP. You know, the Gateway Pundit has done an amazing, Jim Hoff has done an incredible and amazing job exposing lots of things that have gone on there. People have gotten beaten by the guards. Those guards, those wardens, those assistant wardens that have knowledge of this, those supervisors, those shift supervisors that saw it happen, let it happen, allowed it to happen, every one of those people should be investigated, charged, and prosecuted criminally. I am tired of the laws for thee, not for me.
Well, listen, we all know that not giving them medical treatment is against the law. Not giving them church services, religious services is against the law.
Yeah.
Right there is two. There needs to go more because, like our friend Trentis Evans, he was a J6er. He's got, you know, he's fighting to get them out, doing whatever he can, raising money. And he tells me, you know, he's in contact with their families, what's going on. And it's just horrendous. It should not be happening. We should all be sending letters to Congress. Get them out. Get them to health. Get them out. It's time. It's, you know, it's enough, Lance.
Yeah, but don't you think that if these people that are running the BOP in any form, I don't care if it's a guard, I don't care if it's a shift supervisor, I don't care if it's the assistant warden, the warden, the lieutenants. Here's my point. Should they, every one of them that has knowledge that crimes were committed against these detainees, don't you think they should all be prosecuted?
Oh, without a doubt. Listen,
I'm tired of them being able to do whatever they want.
This is what's going to happen. When they finally do get out, whatever, and this gets settled, there's going to be lawsuits because they all have lawsuits. for being mistreated for not getting those.
Yeah, but it's really hard to win against the government because you got to go in front of a federal judge.
No. They've been denied their rights. And that, they can't. It's a lawsuit.
George.
But who's going to be paying that? Our taxes anyway.
No, because I mean, they're going to have to hire their own lawyers if they're going to go after the government. The problem is they fall back on this whole belief system and it's not all based on sovereign immunity, but they fall back on this belief system that they are justified in their actions. They alter the reports. They alter the medical reports. They alter the internal reports. They alter the shift reports. They do all that inside the prisons. And when you get in there to get the investigation material, they're going to hide all the exculpatory material. And of course, because some of these people are going to be convicted if they try to cross-prosecute, I don't believe they'll be successful because it's going to be another compromised thing. And I want to say something, but I'm not going to. Federal judge listening to what's going on. You know what I mean? He's listening to what's going on, and he's not going to do anything because he's compromised. These judges cannot be trusted to do their job any longer. I believe that 90%+ of the federal judge legal system, the jurists, are compromised. I don't think you can get a fair ruling, even if you got the ever-living hell beat out of you by one of the guards, which is an immediate issue if you weren't fighting or if you weren't trying to fight back. If they just came in and did it, and from what I understand, there's a lot of that going on in there. They're not letting them, like you said, they're not letting them go to religious services. They're refusing them any contact with their family members. Some of them are going to the SHU for like nothing. They're singing the national anthem and they're putting them in the restricted SHU. End of the day, none of that's okay.
Yeah, no, none of it. But two major things is you can't deny medical services or medication from doctors in there or religious services.
Well, you can't deny any access to their legal teams either.
No, they can't. But
my understanding is they're recording all the detainees' phone calls, all their legal phone calls, and they're providing it to opposing counsel. I heard that from an insider person. They told me that there was things that the opposing counsel, that those DOJ, AUSAs, and others were talking about. There's no way they could have known it if they weren't intercepting and/or listening to communications between the attorneys and the prisoners. And let me tell you something. Let me say this. Securus is one of the main service providers for the BLP. Years ago, they had a problem with their software. It never really went public, but you can look for cases all over the country where alleged secure communications between prisoners and their legal teams, whether it was paralegals, whether it was private investigators or their own attorneys, were, they allege, accidentally recorded. But the fact is that accidental recording went on from 2006 and I think till 2016, 17, 18. Now you tell me how they didn't know it, because every time they updated the software on Securus, that software would take out all the legal blocks. So everybody that was at a federal prison or a federal hold facility or you know, an FCI, anything across the country where Securus was the phone provider, if you were detained between 2006, and I'm gonna say right now 2016, but it was probably later than that, you can look for cases. The federal government, if the discs were ordered on your audio communications with your legal team, know this. Every time the software was upgraded, it wiped out every single blocked phone number in the system. So if you were a federal prisoner and your disc, and they say in somewhere between 10 and 20% of all cases, the DOJ or any one of the FBI, DEA, Department of Homeland Security, any of the other alphabet agencies were involved, that they ordered the disks. When the U.S. Marshals picked up the disks from a facility that was using Securus phone systems, those disks had your legal phone calls on it. And you know how many times the DOJ or one of those agencies reported that they accidentally picked up those legal phone calls they weren't supposed to? George, how many times do you think they reported it to the courts?
Probably zero.
George, you're a genius, bro. You are a genius. I'm telling you right now, zero. Which, just so you guys know, that is hiding actual, in its own way, exculpatory evidence, and it's fraud on the courts in your case. Every one of you people could use it as an act of appeal. And all you have to look, there's a case in Kansas. There was a case in Boston, Massachusetts, U.S. versus Novak. I can't remember the name of the case in Kansas. There's another case in Texas. There's one in California. All these different people came up, and all Securus and the U.S. government did was sweep it under the table. When they found out about the case in Kansas, they hired a special master to investigate it, and he came back with all the proof being true that had actually happened. But instead of just releasing all those individuals and wiping their cases out, because that's like, in my opinion, you're fighting the federal government on a federal case and they get all your legal team phone calls. In my opinion, that's like the Super Bowl of an event for you and your freedom. And what happens is now the other team gets your playbook. They just got your Super Bowl football playbook. They got everything you were talking to your attorney about. That's not right. You're supposed to, one of your rights is unrestricted, unrecorded attorney-client privilege communications. And they are violating that. And my problem is, why aren't the U.S. attorneys being charged criminally? That's an FCC. That's a violation. That's actually wiretapping because they don't have a right to do it. There's all kinds of signs in the facilities. There's all kinds of information given to the inmates that prove that they're supposed to have these secure communications. I believe they're probably doing it to the detainees because the DOJ believes they're above the law. Because when was the last time any of them saw jail time? Tell me. Anything? Have anybody heard of any of them getting any jail time? Zippo. Another great answer from George Ballantyne. Zip.
So,
Lance, you're two for two.
Oh, I'm fire, baby. So listen, that the lawyers they have, they don't got any cojones. They're all sitting back. They're in on it too. But you know, once these guys
officers of the court.
Yeah, once these guys do get out though, this becomes like a civil case suing them. So it's a different ballgame.
Still, anytime you sue the federal government, I'm going to tell you. What I love about everything to do with the federal government, when they come after you, they win 93.456% of the time, whatever the hell the statistic is now, right? They just win over and over and over again. But when you go after the federal government, I would be surprised if we're in single digits on wins against them for financial. Because the judges get sovereign immunity, the bailiffs get sovereign immunity. I'm sure the DOJ and the BOP have got some kind of BS written into their deal for sovereign immunity. I have no idea all the things they use to protect themselves, but I have heard of very few people being successful. Look at it this way. What I just told our viewers, okay, was a major, major crime about Securus. That's a major crime. They violated not only the constitutional rights of literally tens of thousands of inmates by even recording the calls, let alone the ones they turned over to the federal government. All those people, that should be a class action in itself, that all those people should have the right to sue Securus. And they should have the right to sue the DOJ, and they should have the right to sue the AUSAs and all the attorneys civilly. They should have no protection of the law. They should all be personally liable because they violated those people's constitutional rights. And it's not right. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this government and the people that work for it and the agencies that are authorized by statute doing whatever the hell they want with absolutely no accountability. They want to form some committees in the new House. Form a committee that goes after these people viciously, ruin their lives, ruin their reputations, take all their assets, let them suffer the same consequences that all sorts of people that have been through that system, through the DOJ system and through the BOP system, have suffered themselves.
You know what? Lance just went in. That's it.
Yeah, he's with Flynn. He's with all the hot shots. I think Mike Lindell's there, too. He's with Mike. They're going to go to a nice dinner tonight. That's the thing I'm hating. You know, the other guys. Well, I know Mike Flynn loves a good glass of wine. He loves to share wine. All right. Well, listen, let's go to number three.
Media One. Let's go. This is a given. Indict and arrest the Fed, Ray Epps, and house him in the cells. Where? In the tunnels. Get him out.
Yeah, below Congress, Cash Patel, in one of his most recent videos, told us there's all kinds of cells underneath Congress. Well, let's put those damn things to use. The American taxpayer paid for those cells. I want to see Ray Epps in one of the dirtiest, nastiest, smallest, bad water, black mold, vermin-infested cells that are below Congress. Although I'll bet they're a lot nicer than the ones the J6 detainees are in. But if they need me to come and decorate for Ray Epps, I will come by. I will stop in New York on the way. I'll pick up a few really big New York rats for him, right? I'll get some of the big fat ones, the ones that are like cats, okay? I'll pick up some trash. Then we'll go in there. George, can you scrape up some black mold somewhere in New Jersey? Maybe by the Love Canal. Get me some of that special Love Canal black mold.
You going to make me grab that, man?
Well, hey, you got to chip in. And I also know with your skill set, what I want to do is I want to take his water from his sink and I want to get it so it really comes out rusty and dirty and like a drip. Because that's what I heard is going on for the detainees there. I don't want him to have any hygiene. No nail clippers, no haircuts, none of that. okay? I want to make sure his cell is especially cold, no heat, a minimal amount of sheets and bedding, and give him one of the worst thin, one of those really old-ass, thinny, you know, the super thin mattresses. I want his stay to suck. And then what I want to do is make sure he gets some of those beatings like they're doing for J6, maybe waterboard him a little bit, you know, because maybe what we can do is we can just sanction off that one cell as a CIA-owned facility, and we'll just use their charter to waterboard him. And then I want them to actually get the information so he can talk about how many times he talked to Nancy Pelosi and how many times he actually communicated and it got involved and communicated with all the SMU agents that were at J6, which we know about, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit. Pete's done an amazing job of disclosing that stuff. I want this guy to suffer. As a matter of fact, he doesn't get an orange jumpsuit. I want him in his undies, and I want to make sure that he's maced. He's for being so smart, Alec. Lance. He's maced at least once every other day.
Lance, you're missing one important little part.
Oh, no, what did I skip? Did I skip something? Is he living too good?
No. Well,
oh.
I'm going to give him a cellmate named Bubba.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Wait, are you thinking about Harold and Kumar go to Guantanamo without going into any details, George?
No comment.
Yeah, we don't want to go down that line of thinking. Anyway, no. Listen, what I figure is if he suffers enough, he'll squeal like a chubby little rat. That's what I think. So he's number one. If anybody disagrees with that, you let me know. If you agree with it, let George know in the chat that you think Ray Epps should be the first mandatory arrest by the House Committee. Because, by the way, they could subpoena him, and if he doesn't show up, they have the right to use, I think it's the Master of Arms. They have the right to actually go arrest them themselves, and that's how they can use the cells below legally. Cash Patel went into it. I'd never heard of it before. I didn't know they could do that. So I say rock and roll. Let's get it going. Let's get a team together and, you know, get some flashbangs, and let's go get Ray Epps.
You know what's funny, Lance? You're talking about the chat. There's a, I think her name is Jerea.
Yeah.
She's lighting up the chat. She says, first she goes, no undies, naked. Then she says, yes, Bubba, his new girlfriend. No, that's his new boyfriend.
Ah, well, girlfriend, honey. You never know. We don't know. I mean, you know, is Ray Epps transgender?
No. Bubba's going to be a boyfriend.
I was jumping on the transgender train there for a second. Listen, here's the deal. This guy was obviously guilty. They had him on the list, and they found out he was internal. There's been all kinds of rumors. Don't know if they're true, that he was communicating with Nancy Pelosi and others. We know that there were highly trained SMU agents all throughout the crowds. Lots of names are coming out. Pete is going to be coming out with more than I. I mean, I got to tell you, I think he was all part of it. What I feel like at this point, where I think it's completely wrong, is that they're hiding it. And to me, Ray Epps is more to the exculpatory material that they don't want to talk about. They don't want to give the list. And to me, how do you form a defense? Some of these people haven't even seen their discovery yet, and they're being brought to trial. How do you form a defense if you have no discovery? How do you do it?
Why is his lawyers even allowing it? That right there just says that they're on their side.
These people are in financial trouble, and they're using public pretenders. I know they're public defenders, but you know what? Those officers of the court, and even your own attorneys, it is extremely difficult to get them to do what you want in a federal case because they're officers of the court, and they're not willing to compromise the government's case in those ways. I mean, look, let's face it. If there was any truth in what I said about the phone Securus situation, right, if there was any truth in it, right, which I know there's truth. I know it's a fact. Then how come there aren't literally thousands of cases getting overturned across the United States? I can tell you why. And I think some of the judges knew about it. Because they hide the information. There's never any reprimand. When you go to the Office of Prosecutorial Misconduct, all you ever get is crickets when you report this kind of thing. They don't even respond to you. It's a joke. There's no accountability, and there's no way to form a defense against the federal government because everything they do is a freaking lie. Listen, this is my take. You got 535 people in Washington, D.C., that the majority of them, maybe there's 30 that are okay, 40 that are okay, they literally think they're demigods. They think we are just nothing that should be listened to or respected. They do whatever they want, whenever they want.
You know, look, Lance. This is a long shot here, but if there are any decent lawyers, I was going to say honest, but that's really you know, taking it overboard. Step up and help these guys out. Pro bono. You tell me there's no Patriot lawyers out here that can handle these cases that want to help out?
You know?
I mean, just those for those lawyers that are Patriots that can do this and you're not doing it, just think about your kids or grandkids, what they're going to go through.
Listen, these people right now, they should be filing cases, even when their trials haven't started yet, for all the mistreatment. You know, they have a system in the Federal Bureau of Prisons where you can fill out these complaint forms, and there's like four steps you have to go through. And you know what you get when you get all done with those? Nada. Nothing. They just continue to get away with that. The wardens are committing crimes. The assistant wardens are committing crimes. The lieutenants are committing crimes. The sergeants are committing crimes. The watch commanders are committing crimes. I mean, there might be a few guys in there that are okay, but the rest of them are ruined. And I'm not saying that it's not a tough job. It is a tough job. And I respect that. But the problem is it's the leadership and that trickle down of them thinking they can do whatever they want. Listen, the prisons are overcrowded. If you and I put as many people into a building in New York like they do in these prisons, they have prisons that were originally built for 600 or 700 people that have 2,800, 3,000 people in them. And then they wonder why they have problems. If you and I did it in New York, you know what they would call us?
What?
Slumlords. And they'd arrest us and we would be detained because if we went past capacity in our buildings, if we had a building that was approved for 500 and we put 2,000 tenants in there, they would literally prosecute us criminally. There's all kinds of laws against it. So here are these, and I believe it's usually because it's a good old boy thing where they've got a friend that they lease the property from and they build the prison. A lot of these prisons are leased facilities that were created and they monetize them through big REITs. But here's the deal. It's not a federal zone. That means the state is liable for all the violations on the health, all the overcrowding, and all the issues in the medical and otherwise. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, they're prisoners. No, let me tell you something. You get 50 years if you don't sign their deal. There's many people that are innocent in there, and they're sitting in there rotting because the system is corrupt. And I don't care what race you are. That should really piss you off. So anyway, well, looks like we're heading to a break, buddy.
Oh, my God. He's on time, Lance.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come back with what? Number four and on. So just hang tight, everybody. We got you.
The top
Pete,
10.
Pete, I love you, Pete.
Let it be so. The top 10. Thought we were going to break. Don't know. Seems like
crashed.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to. Should we restart?
I don't know because I can look at your our top thing that's lagging behind. Oh, keep going. He's telling us to keep going. I don't know if we're lagging or what, but let's
keep going. All right. Hey, look, I'm ready. You don't have to fix that.
I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening and watching The Pete Santilli Show.
...62363, or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your...
Brighty on Radio and brightyonradio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. You know, we're filling in for Pete on vacation. Hopefully you're not disappointed if you just tuned in. And don't forget, whenever you watch the Pete Santilli Show, promo code Pete gets you discounts all over the place. Definitely need to give Mike Lindell some help. MyPillow. He has got lots of lawsuits that he's funding. Man, get out there. Buy slippers, coffee, sheets, pillowcases, towels. Man, get it all. I mean, anything you can think of. Get a new towel to rub down your dog after he comes out and give him a bath. I would need five different ones since I have five rescues.
He's got dog beds, Lance.
All right, listen, we're back to our top 10 list. Let it be so. J6 House Committee, all kinds of committees, but this is the one we want you guys to drop the hammer. We want justice. George?
All right, so... Real quick, I give a quick shout out to my little peanut Emmy. It's 723 days, 723. Thank you for your message yesterday. I was very honored. I would be there. So, number four. This one, justice for Ashley. Can't get better than that, right? That her murderer?
100.
Needs to be investigated, indicted, arrested, and put in a slammer for life. What's his name? Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who just shot her. A defenseless woman by the door. Makes no sense. None whatsoever. And
there's
they didn't
a
do
deal.
Nothing to them.
They
nothing.
Didn't do a correct investigation. They haven't
gone
an
investigation. Come on.
Listen, they said they did an investigation and said he was justified in his actions. We've all
they
seen the
Biden,
video.
They said Biden won the presidency, too. Look,
yeah,
look.
100. I agree 100. Listen, I think this guy should be he should be investigated, indicted, and charged criminally for murder. At the end of the day, she was unarmed. She was climbing through a window. Okay, you could have told her to stop. You probably could have pointed the weapon. You could have stepped in front of the windows, you freaking coward. And if you really felt the need to point your weapon, it did not mean you had to pull the trigger. I believe that if Byrd had the actual, wasn't a coward and was cowering inside of Congress. Oh, my God, it's a white lady. She's coming through the window. I mean, at the end of the day, he should have stepped up and pointed his weapon, but he could have kept his finger off the trigger. It was unnecessary. She wasn't threatening him with violence. She had no weapons in her hand. I think he used excessive force. And I think the investigation they did was a joke. So J6 committee, put on your big boy pants, all right? It's time to make some justice here, because let me tell you something. If you want to earn the American public's respect and trust, you don't have it now. We don't trust you people at all. There's now over 200 million Americans at the last poll that said they do not trust our government. Not only do they not trust our government, they actually hate our government. They actually believe that it's a criminal enterprise being run with all sorts of puppet masters, and it's really not our government running itself. So Byrd needs to be charged for his crimes like anybody else that commits murder.
That's like just the deep state, Lance. That's who's running everything. Deep state.
So, I agree. I mean,
look, I'm surprised he didn't say it was racially motivated he had to kill her, you know, using a race card or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that shocks me. I can't believe they didn't pull that card. But, yeah, listen, there's no justification for what he did. Plain and simple. Nothing. She was at the door. She didn't have no weapon. She was coming through the door by the glass there. Shoot her for what?
The bottom line is, like, he's only supposed to use his weapon with imminent force of threat. He's supposed to use it when he's actually in danger. He's supposed to use it to stop a violent crime, not somebody climbing through a window. I mean, prior to that, and all the videos where it led up to Ashley walking up to the door, she was like chatting with people. She wasn't there screaming and ranting and shaking her fists in the air. She was like strolling along, like all those people that strolled through the red ropes. That doesn't look like a violent insurrection to me when they're strolling through the red ropes and they're looking around, and you got grandmothers that baked cookies that day and they're handing cookies to the officers and they're handing. I saw one lady she made sandwiches. She was getting, oh, would you like a sandwich? Would you like a sandwich? I mean, that's not a violent insurrection, okay? A violent insurrection means that those people were all armed and dangerous, okay? That would have mean that they had guns, machetes, bludgeons, I mean, a whole list of weapons. Those people weren't even armed. The toughest arming they had was a flag.
The only ones that had weapons were the feds, you know, giving them through the window.
Yeah, the SMU feds.
You know, they're giving them out, right. Fake Antifa and all them. That's the only
one. Of course, 100%.
I mean, you still got the pipe bomber out there, right? The one that left the bomb.
Yeah, I mean, they're out trying to say they're going to give rewards for it. I think that's a big cover-up hoax. I mean, because the way that whole thing was done with those bombs, it just is, the whole thing seems suspicious. I don't trust it. You know, it's like, listen, it's like the Vegas shooting. I don't trust that narrative. I'm not going to suggest it was real, not real. I'm not going to get myself into the Alex Jones situation, you know, because people will just look for that to attack you. All I know is, look, the pipe bomber, suspicious, don't trust it, think it's a lie, especially the way it's been handled by the FBI and the investigation. Couldn't be that hard to locate the guy. I mean, they had geofencing on everybody. And by the way, geofencing only works when you're doing J6. It doesn't work when you're stuffing ballot boxes. That's at least what the FBI is telling us with this whole narrative.
Well, it does work.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, I know.
I was being sarcastic. All right, number five, man. This is one a lot of people don't know the name. Investigate, indict, and arrest Capitol Police Officer Lila Morris. A lot of people don't know that she's responsible for Roseanne Boylan's death. There are lots of photos that came out from people standing by, which, by the way, I heard they took some of the people's cell phones at the event when they caught it on there. There's something to do with her using a stick, and they say that she is the reason that Roseanne Boylan died. So Lila Morris, I want it investigated. And then if she's guilty, I want her indicted and arrested. And I don't want to jerk around with it, man. There's no reason to play games around here. These people need to face the acts of justice. And if they're unwilling to do it, then the J6 House Committee should create their own budget and create their own police unit and do it. Get their own lawyers, get their own everything. Go outside the DOJ. If the DOJ is not going to do their job and they're going to operate like a bunch of cowards, then screw it. Create something new where you can get real accountability for these crimes.
You know what, Lance, look, you know, real quick with Michael Byrd. If he was felt that threatened, he could have just shot a bullet up in the air to scare him off. He could have done that. Try that.
I don't even know if he had to discharge his weapon. He didn't even show people his weapon. When you look at him, he's all peeking from behind the doors of the main rotunda, right? Where all the congressmen are cowering. Oh, my God, these people are giving away tuna sandwiches and cookies. What are we going to do? Oh, it's all Trump's fault. I mean, you know, that's the whole BS. They wanted it like that. Listen, Nancy Pelosi organized the Fed surrection. She plotted it. She included Special Forces SMU operatives, operations, or other agencies within the federal government. It was a planned event. They were trying to create havoc. When she turned down the 10,000 National Guard units, the major reason she turned them down, using people and signals, letting them know operations done, all kinds of things to clear out. They were using smoke. At the end of the day, this Lila Morris, all of them need to face the consequences because, in my opinion, exactly. They all need to face it. And here's the deal. When you organize and plot against the American people, it's treason against the American people. It's a misuse of government power, and it's a violation of your oath. The day that Nancy Pelosi started to make this plot, somebody should have come forward that knew about it and outed her, because she's a criminal. In my opinion, it's treason. She should pay for the, she should be tried at the highest level for the highest level of sentencing. And we all know what that is with treason. It's,
we'll get to her, Lance. We're gonna get there. So we just did our top five. So those are the first five as like important, you know, free the J6ers. That's most important. Arrest these three SOBs. So now I'm going to go like to our bottom five. This is a given, guys. Release 100% all the videos taken and all the exculpatory evidence. Because what
100%.
This stupid fake sham committee, they only put out little videos, little stuff here and there that made them look good. Meanwhile, keeping all the evidence behind.
I'm going to kind of merge six and seven for us. So look at it like this, guys. These J6 detainees are being tried when they haven't even received their discovery. They're being tried with not all the facts in front of them. They don't know what Ray Epps' real role is. They don't know what Nancy Pelosi was texting and talking to people. They don't know what the strategy sessions were before J6 when congressional representatives and special agency SMU special forces agents got together and plotted how they were going to turn this into what they tried to turn it in, because their plan all along was to get Trump. There's even details that potentially they were going to try to actually go after Trump, that they might have actually made an attempt on his life. There's a lot of rumors that that was part of this whole thing, and that's why Trump didn't end up going. It wasn't because of the way people were behaving, because let's face it, if Trump had showed up out there on the lawn and started talking, people would have all crowded around him. They wouldn't have gone anywhere near the Capitol. They wouldn't have cared. But he didn't go, and a lot of people always wondered why. I believe it's because he found out that there was a possible hit on his life. It was going to be another attempt on his life, which there are multiple attempts on Trump's life that have never gone public. But here's the point.
No, there was one at Mar-a-Lago.
And that's right, there was. Here's the point, and there was more than one. Here's the point. You've got all these videos, and you've got all this exculpatory evidence. I think all this information needs to be subpoenaed. That if they say they've got a complex case and their speedy trial rights are waived, okay, fine. If they're waived, then I want all this. I want to subpoena and release 100. This is number the Capitol Police, all the federal agencies, all the intergovernmental departments, all the interns, all the SMU forces, and all everybody in the executive branch that in any way communicated with anybody about J6. I want to see all of Nancy Pelosi's emails. I want to see all her cell phone records. I want to see everything that Obama was texting, that Hillary Clinton was texting. I want to see everything that the FBI was texting. I want all those information disclosed. And here's the step of this. When all that comes out and we see how many of our government employees, our government agents that we pay, by the way, that comes from our money, how many of them were involved in this Fed surrection? And I want all of them prosecuted to the full extent of law. And if they committed treason against United States citizen, then I'm looking for 3-day military tribunals.
Lance, we're talking about all the reps, but all their little helpers behind the scenes, right? Their little secretaries.
Everybody. Aides. Interns, secretary, aides, anybody that heard a conversation, knew a conversation, and I'm talking about text messages. I don't care anything. I want their cell phones. I want their laptops. I want the desktops on their computers. I want all the printed communications. I want faxes. I don't care if they wrote it on a piece of toilet paper. I want it. I want it all to be disclosed.
Everything.
Yeah, because here's the thing, man. These people should not, they didn't have the right or the authority to operate the way they did. It was a planned event. We've got, Pete did an amazing job. He's got pictures of operatives pulling down the fences that have already been identified. I mean, listen, let me put it this way. There is facial recognition software that can identify every one of the federal agents that was in that crowd. And there are people that have already used it. And they have identified dozens of federal agents and federal government employees that were in those crowds. They were dressed up. They were dressed up like MAGA. Okay,
right, so we're because
they
were jumping in there. Break. All right, I want to get the 10 done. So let's go to, we're going to go to number 8, media 4 we can put up. I don't even know this guy. Let's see. Identify, locate, indict, and arrest the scaffold commander. Anybody know this guy? He's wanted. Scaffold commander? Liberal undercover?
He's not really wanted by the federal government. They act like they want him, but let's face it, they probably already know who he is because what I'm told is he's one of them.
Yeah. All right.
So anybody scaffold commander, we want him. Same thing. Identify, investigate.
SMU special teams, which Lance, we already talked about. Any member who popped red smoke during the event to communicate with other federal agents.
Okay, George, I'm going to hold you there for a minute because this is going to be more complicated. You're not going to be able to get to number 10 because this video that we've got. Well, so we're going to wait because, and I want to cover this. A lot of people don't know about this. There's a video that we're going to show after the break. We're going to show it after the break because it's about 6 minutes long. And it was a video that Pete and his, you know, top-notch team collected. And it shows the red smoke. Now, if for all you guys that know, red smoke is used for lots of different communication tasks in the military. Sometimes it means that a team is done and they're moving out. A lot of times it can indicate don't shoot, that they're part of the team. In this case, I believe they popped red smoke to let everybody in the crowd know that the operation was over with, because what they'd done is they'd gotten the crowd so agitated, they'd taken the barriers down, and you will see how the police move out of their way. It's right at the front of the Capitol when they pop this smoke. The scaffold commander is up on that scaffold that's right behind there. Now, we don't go in on him, but Pete has done an incredible job of outing this, and they're trying to use this in the Proud Boys case, but they're trying to stop him. So let's get this after the break. This is an important
video. We'll get it right. We got like another minute or so left. But
well, I mean, look, the bottom line is we have to expose this because mainstream media is not going to do it.
Didn't, let me see, the guy's undercover, like,
I would love to see those again.
This makes total sense with the smoke, you know.
Red smoke is used in all kinds of military operations. So the SMU guys used red smoke to communicate. I'm surprised we didn't see more colors of smoke grenades going off. But, you know, maybe they were worried if they did it too much, they'd get caught. And I think they've been caught. I think Pete Santilli caught them. I think he caught them with the Reaper and several others. And that facial recognition software, there are dozens of federal agents that have been identified. Dozens.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, real quick, I know I'm hearing there's a couple of people getting a little technical difficulties here and there, either losing a voice or whatever. We're sorry. We apologize.
No, it's Comcast. I just got the notice. No, it's not. Listen to me. It's Comcast. I just got the notice. It's Comcast. 100% Comcast. So it happens, guys. You know, that's the thing, you know, especially when we're over the target. I tend to believe lots of things happen. You never know what it's going to be. So at the end of the day, it is what it is.
All right, Pete, I take that back.
That's it. Don't blame him. I like when he can defend himself. He's got big game. You might pay the price on Monday.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts to your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your. Go to MyPillow and Fit, my premium queen, for only $20, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
I've utilized the thing that John Hewlett has developed, this Cardio Miracle, and just so you, as a quick aside, in the gym where I go every day, the 30-somethings, and I'm in my mid-50s, just they just can't keep up.
I did start probably in about January taking the Cardio Miracle. The most interesting and telling thing after being on this for a few months is really noticing a difference in the energy level that I've had and the severity of my heart problems. It's funny, you start to begin to have this sense that there's actual healing taking place inside the body.
Well, I'm one of the generation born in 1947. So on the front end of the baby boom, all I can say is if you want prolonged life, better health, more energy, better sleep, this is a great product.
Important challenges our country is facing is healthcare. Hi, this is Pete Santilli, and I want to introduce you to Global Tech, and that's with a K, MD. This is a 100% conservative, patriot-run telemedicine company dedicated to health freedom for all Americans. But don't take my word for it. Just take a look at their board of directors. Deb and I joined Global Tech MD, and I tell you, we couldn't be happier. We got the first month for only $9.95, and you will too by using promo code Pete. Or by calling 844-GLOBE-MD. That's 844-456-2363. Or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your area 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no consultation fees, no co-pays, and no walk-in clinics. And the best part is, it covers your entire family. Global Tech MD also gets you up to 85% savings on prescription drugs at participating pharmacies. And did you know, 73% of all doctor visits can be avoided with a simple telemedicine phone call. Stop paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month on expensive health care. Global Tech MD is redefining what it means to make house calls. Call them from the comfort of your home, and one of their network doctors will call you back within minutes. Don't wait. Call 844-GLOBE-MD or globaltechmd.com today. That's globaltechmd.com.
Do you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose? Can your retirement account stand up to higher taxes, a volatile economy, and high inflation? How about another massive stock market correction, or even another free money round of stimulus payments? 30% of all money ever printed has been in the last 12 months. What do you think would happen to your retirement savings once our government prints even more free money, potentially sending the dollar to the lowest levels in decades, while sending the cost you pay on just about everything higher? Food, gas, steel, lumber, you name it. Can your savings survive? If you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose, then you need to take advantage of this simple, legal, and tax-free 2021 law that could pay you to protect your retirement. That's right. Exploiting this little-known IRS code 408M3 could pay you to protect your retirement. Many Americans do not know about the opportunity this tax law unlocks. You need to take notice of these warnings, learn about these new laws, and follow through on the proven strategies in this free guide. Ready to get your free guide?
Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete to request your free guide. They'll even pay for the shipping. Be sure to tell them Pete Santilli sent you, and ask them how you can receive $10,000 or more in free silver. Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete today.
Listening to the Pete Santilli Show. Pete Santilli telling you the
Welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. The Big MIG team, George Ballantine and Lance Miliaccio filling in for Pete. I want to welcome Red Voice Media. I think we're back up with them right now, and I want to thank them. Don't forget to follow those guys on all platforms. I also want to thank our sponsor, Global Tech MD. I want to talk about a new feature. There is now a free consultation button. So even if you don't believe us, even if I'm not, you know, I'm telling you, I think it's the best telemedicine product in the country, just try it out. Call the consultation button, get your free consultation. If you've got a medical issue going on and you just want to ask some questions, I don't care if it's allopathic medicine or complementary alternative medicine. There are also alternative medicine doctors standing by as Global Tech is actually refining their complementary alternative medicine. That'll be the only complementary alternative medicine network in the United States. Don't forget, if you do decide to sign up, use promo code Pete. The same promo code you use for MyPillow works over at Global Tech. You get your first month for 10 bucks with 100% money back guarantee. But how about free? Just call that button. In the meantime, get ready. Second half, we're bringing more truth. We're going to be hammering some big stuff. Truth, George, T-shirt. I see you got another T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how many freaking T-shirts have you gotten from vendors now? I'm just curious.
Lance, I'm going to just tell you what T-shirts I don't have. And we're just going to leave right